Okay, Mo'adim L'Simcha, everybody. It's the 17th of Tishrei, the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We're studying Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes. We're up to the 8th letter. And it's deeply personal about David and his spiritual development. And what we have here at the beginning is a kind of a mission statement where David makes a commitment to the path of Torah. And what's striking is that even after having made that commitment, you know, it's like the Gemara in Brachos says in Lamed Beis, Arba Dvarim Tzrichim Chizuk, is that you can make a commitment, but after that, maintenance is required, and it doesn't mean that one is going to be, you know, simply coasting from that point on. So, Chalki Hashem Amarti Lishmor Dvaracha, David makes a mission statement that this is my chelek, right? This is my goal. I'm committed to this lifestyle. And then the next two psukim detail how, you know, that's not enough. That's necessary, but it's not sufficient. That I still had to reach out through tefillah, a very intensive tefillah, becholev, that is an expression that continues to repeat itself throughout this entire Kuf Yud Tes. Ashrein, Otrei, Dotav, becholev, Yudrishu, we had in the second pasuk many times since then. Chishavti derachai v'ashiva raglai ledusecha. And it requires not just tefillah, but ongoing thought. That person has to constantly be thinking and contemplating, you know, and making an active choice to maintain this discipline and this lifestyle. And the results are striking. So we'll see three manifestations of how, you know, this A, commitment, and B, re-engagement of that commitment, both through tefillah and through, you know, contemplation and through active choices. We'll now see three manifestations of how that formed and shaped David as a uniquely halachic and spiritual persona. So pasuk samech is chashti, like ani Hashem bi'ita achishena, means to do something with alacrity. Targum Yonasan says in the language of Zrizos, chashti v'lo ismamati lishmor mitzvosecha. So I developed kind of an instinctive, immediate approach to fulfilling your mitzvos, and the mitzvah of this time is obviously the mitzvah of Shmiras HaNefesh, of taking care of ourselves. It's noteworthy that the Rambam emphasizes at every turn that it's not just a question of ultimately making the right choice and acting to preserve life, but the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos famously says, Asr lehismameya, that we're not allowed to delay when you have a chola mesukan, when you have somebody whose life even could be in danger. When the Rambam discusses the Isr of losamod al dam reyacha, the Rambam says, Asr lehisrashel, to have an attitude of laxity. It's all based on the Yerushalmi, which tells us Hazaris, Hareza, Meshubach. So number one, right, the one manifestation of David's spiritual persona was a kind of a zerizos for mitzvos. Number two is that it maintains itself under pressure. Chavle Rishoyim Ivduni, and even as the wicked ones were either looting, from the language of Shalal, taking from me, or simply harassing me, the language of Ivduni is a little bit hard to pin down. The Mitzudas Zion says, Biza Ushlal. Rashi seems to go in that direction as well. But whatever the exact and specific meaning is, Chavle Rishoyim Ivduni, Toras Chalo Shachachti. But at that point, I wasn't under pressure, prepared to abandon your Torah. So that's always the test, right? You know, character is revealed under stress. Under pressured situations, teras chalo shachachti, and finally chatzos laila kum lahodos lach al mishpatei tzidkacha, is that David was willing to push himself very, very hard to the point where, you know, even in the middle of the night he would get up. This is the famous gemara at the beginning of Brachos that the kinor, which was hung over David's bed, so the ruach tzfonis would come and the kinor would be menagin me'elav, and David HaMelech would get up and he'd be osek b'Torah according to another view in that gemara. So up until Chatzos, he would study Torah. Then after Chatzos, he would write the Shiros V'Tishbachos that we continue to study today, Kumi Roni V'Laila. He would sing the Mizmorim that would become Sefer Tehillim. But whatever it is, right, it's going on in the middle of the night. The man is willing to deplete himself of sleep to commune with God in a very intensive way. So again, we see three manifestations of David's spiritual persona. So again, the zrizos chashti v'lo ismamati, number two, not abandoning Torah even under pressure, and three, mesiras nefesh for Torah, and then he might even say there's a fourth, which is revealed the next pasuk of chaver ani lechol asher yireyucha that from a social standpoint, there's a deep identification and a bonding that goes on with people who have a similar orientation, right? They become a kind of honorary brethren, a fraternity is formed. And so this Os in particular, Os Ches, is very revealing and deeply telling regarding David's character, the development of a spiritual persona based on a mission statement, Chalki Hashem Amarti Lishmor Tvarecha, but a mission statement that was followed up by intensive tefillah, Chilisi Fanecha Becholeis, and ongoing thought as to what accounts for the best path, Chishavti Derechai, I've considered the path, Vyashiva Raglai El Edosecha. Everybody have a wonderful day.